Megalodon, the largest carnivorous fish ever to prowl the oceans.
Megalodon is a species that receives a lot of interest. It is the closest thing that shark people have to their own Tyrannosaurus, so to speak, in being a big, spectacular animal.
And at first, scientists thought it was the top predator of the seas. In 1992, they found out they were mistaken. Dr. Lawrence G. Barnes of the Los Angeles County Museum of Natural History made a remarkable discovery in Japan. But it wasn't on the ocean floor. It was in a storage box. What he would find revealed a second deep-sea monster, one previously unknown to science. It shared the domain of Megalodon, and we now know it was every bit as terrifying.
In the early 1990s, I was traveling with a grant through Japan, and I happened to go to the little town called Shigamura. Mura means village. They took me to their little town museum, and they had lying in storage a fossilized sperm whale skeleton. I looked at it with my colleague, and I said, that's a new species.
Barnes named this new creature Brigmophyceter shigensis, the biting sperm whale. In the prehistoric deep seas, the biting sperm whales were among the largest and deadliest whales of their time. They dwarfed today's killer whale.
Because we have a complete skeleton, we can estimate the body size of Brigmophyceter at probably 35 to 40 feet. By comparison with modern whales, this is medium size, not really large. However, at its time, this was among the largest of the whales that did exist then.
When paleontologists studied whale DNA, they found something remarkable.